Okay. So here's the outline of the talk. We'll give first an introduction and motivation to explain open and then say something about the meaning of the lesson. Then come to the issue of the elements. I will shortly mention some examples and we'll continue with an outlook at the open issues. So the master constraint open as a method to be continued with the memory presentation of the systems. Because we have to find the different good of states, there is a space of states phi, which are eliminated by the performance of the states, and this space is also taken from the solar, and all that we have in probability and application of some kind of zero. So usually, one of the other ways to see the magical number space and a combination of the space of this magical number space. So there, you have so-called numbers of topics. So in general, physical number space will not be a subspace of the physical space. So what I think, okay, it seems something like regular analogies of these things, but if they are not familiar, this is not possible. Or we have a constraint on the spatial function, and maybe a possibility to finalize the scales of spectral computers. And a general relativity actually would like to be a super-term unmasked scales on the morphism in the molecular space. But this is impossible because these operators are not the most independent. But there are three different limitations to asking for the numbers on the theoretical number space given the morphism in the molecular space in a particular way. And all these points make it very difficult to consider the real analysis of the theoretical space. So the key idea in the master constraint problem is to simplify the constraint algorithm in a very drastic way. We will use it to replace the constraint with another set of constraints, which also is manageable on the constraint at the surface. That is, we will use one new constraint, the master constraint, and since it should work equivalently, since the energy of the master constraint, it will require the intervention of all the constraints in finite basic linear as the sum of the square of the constraints. So here we invert this strictly to the matrix to be more flexible. A few things that completely many constraints, which are labeled by this registration point X. So here we do the same thing. We find the master constraint now as the integral, located in the square of Cx. And we also produce a simple of omega k, which may be necessary in some cases in order to get M conversion or the associated finite version when you need finite. Reality, the single most master constraint problem is that one can find a specification of the morphism in the end, master constraint, and moreover, it's a density like 1 would be more than 6. So, one can find that in the different morphism in the field. So as I said, the dimension of open constraints is equivalent to the dimension of system constraints. So we will put the function we have just to consider this one constraint in this problem. So now, since we have just one constraint, we can apply the methods of the spectral analysis. And this is basically the very good construct of the physical image. So we will assume that there is a very negative data space, which is sexual anticipation, the conservation of the muscle constraints in the waist and the cancer epithet. Then we can apply the significant tool, which is called the biomechanical composition of the mechanical interface. This is actually the muscle constraint. And it can be sort of also the generalized science-based composition of the significant abstract. So, in this biomechanical composition, one writes the mathematical interface are significant products of so-called induced interfaces, H of lambda, and these induced interfaces can be induced in a product and can be sort of as generalized science phases of the muscle display. So, since we are interested in the solutions to muscle constraints, which is in my right space, we define the physical interface as this induced interface in the value lambda in each. So, surprising is also that one can actually calculate this in a composition explicitly. So, this short recipe for one has to do with the other calculators is by a two-factor composition. So, the first thing one has to do is to find a so-called cyclic, also one by a system on the RJ. That is also a system of vectors. It's then, it also applies the powers of the muscle constraint to it, so new signals with the new mathematical investigation. So the next thing we need to do is to calculate the step variance, defined in this way. So this is the vector human operator, and here we see which is basically the sum over all this new J's. So this formula is also the one which will appear in the chemical composition. And finally, the point of spectrum will then have a finite measure, also the direction function is seinem mündigen Feind und des Kreuz, war von Sünde von dessen Mist, Spektrum und ist von dessen, hier im absoluten Sünde-Spektrum, mein Christ und Kreuz. Wenn dieses Kreuz gehört, der Feind der Fläche, die Messe von Blüschen, der Sünde-Spektrum von dieses Kreuz, wenn man jetzt auswählt, die Blüschen von dem Spektrum, dann ist man die Blüschen zu dem Weg, because dieses Kreuz hat halt so Freifläche. Das ist ohne Weg, der Kind in dem Weg ist jetzt seit der Sünde. Das ist so heftig, eigentlich, so mit den Blüschen von dieser in unserer Space von dem Kindespektrum. Aha, so fest. So, now, wenn wir echt in die Interesse gehen, so wie wir wünschen, sehr kommen wir in die große Tiefenbrust, dann hast du diese Mechanical Interfaces, und siehst du die Spaces, sind das HD, das Abwechslungsmittel, das Space, das Masken-Spektrum, das Protokoll-Spektrum, und das Space, das Masken-Spektrum. And scanning the examples for student to observe, then we also the space where the mask takes a similar state. Now, this one of this actually continues data space, all the spectrum layers are absolutely continuous with respect to the red layer. So, you know, as a unlimited process, our measurement function is respect to the red layer. That is, what is slightly more equivalent of measurable functions, and we always choose on this equivalence class a little bit of equivalent, which is maximum continuous in a certain sense. In this way, we achieve more than this new performance than we are going to use. So, which is what we appear to us so far is also that it depends on the choice of the master concentration, or more precisely on the choice of K, which we involve in the definition of the master concentration. That is, in the case of three field theories, we know that one has to choose this K in a certain way, and for horizontal master operators, we always operators to get the same design. So in this case, it's like so here is a short example. Two of the linear space, the linear constraints in the matter to what it can be. And the more master constraint is then going to the Laplace operator. This is the Laplace operator that is supposed to be uniform in solutions in the order of some homomorphic functions, but these are not actually identical because they are not individual for the original constraints, but already from the respect to generalized eigenfunctions, so only eigenfunctions which serve this Laplace operator as the one for which here. So to calculate the boost Taylor spaces, choose a cycle basis, which is given basically by these eigenfunctions to angular momentum, and that this is also called P, and then we can calculate the value of the to get this result. Then one looks at the lambda goes to zero, and this limit almost all derivatives to the vector, so only the one which remains is one. For G equals 3, so we know that the physical limit space is one dimensional, that is equal to C, or if you will, we will make it solve the same object as the LP limit space over the point, we want to equal to 0, and for the other, the number bigger than 0, we want to get that the LP space is a linear equivalent to the LP space over the one dimensional sphere. So here is the design of the effect, and this is also the this advice can be within 3 feet. All the time is going to secondly, the first part is how to obtain them. Otherwise, we must have been to the public representation. So here it is actually difficult to work with the master system directly because the associated flow of the master system vanishes from the same kind of service. But the general framework is available. And this framework will give in general even other purpose. This is, another purpose which produces constraints up in terms of proportional constraints. This is not the frame of the method because actually, from this special function, there may only exist the amount of purpose. So, this is important thing of this purpose. On the bottom side, we know at the moment, at least for the new, is a strong number of orbits, and here strong number of orbits means of the orbits which we need is the master state. Then, basically, one new system is equation, so if you have an observer A, then it is one that is A in the living as lots of operators A of lambda, which act on this. You still have spaces, or can you calculate the markers and transfers of A of lambda explicitly using the cycle labels and this cycle labels. On the other hand, from S of the orbits, this is much more easier to calculate the origin of the composition. So, as I said before, we don't know at the moment how to represent the lambda orbits. There is examples. That is, we have time direction examples and all the examples of functions. Then we look at 3D theories, that is, actually, the linear gravity. Here we would expect that the scalars of this case, these two words are the violent behavior, but by choosing this operator K in a certain way, and this makes the master constraint then we can find. So in this case of thinking on the background, when this is K, also provides the regularization of the master constraint. Then we have the Gauss constraints in Einstein computer. Let's see again. Here the natural choice for the mass constraint is this expression where G are the Gauss constraints, either for the angles unit or for the Einstein and for the gravity. And what does that mean to observe how one actual regulator is there? So in this case, vector independences regulate for steps. And the result is that the physical hyperspace contains usually usual application states and also more basic general states. How the method depends on this master constraint. neutral energy. You know, with smart sensitivity in front, instead of your gear, it's almost in the river space. You need actually to sit in the river spaces for the spectral analysis. And there's still the ideas of the containment. So what we are interested in is to perform the universal limit of this constant state. And this is easy enough because we are working just with the different models in the river space. But actually, to use them, you need, of course, see in the hand the spatial models in the hand, scaling plastic space. So, if you know what the constant state has the right to limit, so what's the same one is the construction principle for the physical universe. Thanks.
Yeah, I thought things like the integrated and direct integral and the non-intervening derivative are normally only defined as some alterations on sets of ranges zero.
Yeah.
So zero is a single spectrum, you have that you can have resulted somehow. Can you explain how you did that?
Yeah, I think to choose this this flexible continuous universe and this equivalent class. So I mean so the function is most continuous on Mexican set.
So you guys do you call that the function continuous or you just
the function is generally the function will be generally not continuous, maybe use a step function or so, something like that. But we want to exclude that from this cases such that one has spikes or something like that. And the one has such a situation would you can replace it as this function. But if you have such a situation,
right, and so you're relying on the fact that there's an appropriate size to make the function continuous.
Yeah, so it's in general, you can teach that it's continuous. So there's a student, you need to use it, which is, it can be continuous on set. Such as the complement of the set is arbitrary, very small, and maybe it's not on the root set.
Okay, that's for any measurement. I don't think it is an issue in general.
Sorry?
Maybe we should continue with that, but it's kind of very technical.
But the result is an ethical choice. Do I understand that the result of the instruction depends upon the choice of this almost continuous function?
Yeah, well, that's what the case was taking else. Of course, you can always replace this function for your function value. And here, the point is like something, which is quite unnatural. So we say that today, that's a continuous possibility.
Right, and if the function was like that, then we really want to do it. If the function was some existing continuous, then it wouldn't be very hard to do it. So, are you relying on the fact that the internet is sufficient to do it?
So in this example, it would be actually important to have to say this case, but now the other limits are always continuous in all examples.
So I think what Rafa is saying is that there is a general ambiguity, but they are not encountered in the examples.
Are there any more questions? A quick
So of the examples, he also had a similar problem.
So it's also like cosmetic literature, it's mostly more rewarded.
Okay, so if there's no further question, let's ask again. Thank you.